From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Currently, Dr. Alan Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Today, he continues to deal with the titles of the Holy Spirit, the particular designations of the Spirit given in the Scriptures, which help us to understand a number of important things about the Spirit. On the previous broadcast, Dr. Cairns began to show that these titles reveal the Spirit's wonderful works in and for God's people. We see him portrayed as the Spirit of promise, as the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of life in Christ, the Spirit of grace and of supplication. As we'll see today, he's also the Spirit of glory, of revelation, of counsel, as well as the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and the Spirit of judgment and of burning. Indeed, the Christian life would be impossible without the ministry and power of the Holy Spirit. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns answers the question, What is the greatest need of the church today? This is an excerpt from Q&A with Alan Cairns, found in video format on our website, ltbsradio.com.
The greatest need of the church today is what it has always been. Times change, but men don't. The greatest need of the church today is to know Christ as he's revealed in the gospel. To know that gospel, believe that gospel, and live according to that gospel. Now, that's simple. In words, it has a profound effect upon life. What I'm saying is that the need of the Church of Jesus Christ is to take seriously the gospel we pretend or profess to believe. And I'm not saying all profession is a pretense. Some people only pretend to believe it. Some people profess to believe it with truth. You know where you come in there. But we've got to take the gospel that we pretend or profess to believe. Take it seriously. Take it according to its own terms as revealed in the Scripture. Live by it and proclaim it. There are too many churches and too many Christians who are wanting to cut away at the gospel, edit the gospel, to bring it into line with modern so-called culture, whereas what they ought to be doing is be willing to confront the culture, the people of today, in the lifestyle they're living, with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us know the gospel. Let us apply the gospel. Particularly, I would say it's very, very important that we would get back to where our reforming forefathers were and grasp the full import of the biblical doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. If we understand that, and that becomes the motivating power of our lives, it would make a world of difference personally and also to the corporate life of the church. So broadly, I would say, get back to the gospel. In some specific terms, one great need of the church is to learn the biblical art of prayer. That which the Bible speaks about constantly, it commands it, it calls for it, attaches great promises to it. We all pay lip service to it, and yet, how few churches really give themselves to prayer. How few churches really have a prayer meeting where the church, as in Acts 12, meets to pray. These are the needs. Now, if these needs are met, that will mean that we have a church that's once again unashamed to be separated from the world and separated unto Christ. Ultimately, that is the great need of the church.
Jesus,
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. The upcoming edition will be focusing on the great 1859 revival which took place in Ulster. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 1205. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Contradiction in terms. I think we all have to stand convicted here. We come before God. We bow our knees. We say the words. We go through the motions. God help us. We're as far from the spirit of life and liberty as a man could be. Can you imagine it? We come into the presence of the Almighty God, and we recite a lot of trite little words and phrases that cost us nothing and mean nothing to us, never would cause the devil a moment's anxiety. Oh, what we need is the spirit of supplications. There's an old saying, little prayer, little blessing. More prayer, more blessing. Much prayer, much blessing. I appreciate the sentiment that would drive God's people to pray more. But I want to tell you, it's a lot of nonsense unless the prayer is prayer in the Spirit. He's the Spirit of grace and supplications. 1 Peter 4:14, He's the Spirit of glory. I like that. He's the glorious Spirit. That's obviously one meaning. But He is the Spirit who, if He communicates grace, will undoubtedly bring us to glory. He's the Spirit of glory.
The Holy Spirit does not give grace to man to leave them to go to hell. He doesn't save them to damn them. He gives them grace and glory. He is the Spirit of glory. Then we come to the verses we read this morning in Isaiah chapter 11. He's called the Spirit of revelation in Ephesians 1:17. The Spirit of knowledge, Isaiah 11 and 2. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding in that same verse. All these things would speak of spiritual sense and intellect. The spiritual mind. In other words, the Holy Spirit communicates first the will of God. The will of God is not just some mysterious thing that you pluck out of the air according to the feeling that you have at that time. The Holy Spirit, my friend, abiding within the Christian and filling the Christian and overflowing the Christian, the Holy Spirit takes His Word and the Holy Spirit channels the mind into the very will of God. You know what I'm saying to you? Carnal living people will find it very, very difficult ever to have any assurance of the will of God. The Holy Spirit communicates God's will. But He does more than that. He communicates the spiritual faculty to perceive it and the spiritual power to perform it. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 11 and 2, He's also called the Spirit of Counsel. Couldn't get better advice than what God the Lord would say. Romans 8:14, all the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of Counsel. Remember the words of the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Here's how a Christian walks. A Christian must walk by some standard. He must walk in the light of some, if you want it, philosophy. He must walk in the light of some counsel, some mind. He ought to walk in the mind of Christ, in the counsel of the Spirit of God. The same verse is called the Spirit of the Fear of the Lord. It's not a very popular title for the Holy Ghost nowadays, is it? Have you ever heard a charismatic give that title to the Holy Spirit? Have you? I haven't. The Spirit of the Fear of the Lord. Charismatic preachers now tell us that it's a sin to have any kind of fear. I was told by one idiot, and I have no apology to make for that word. I was told by one idiot that the reason why Job suffered so much is that he feared it would come upon him. Because he said, the thing that I feared has come upon me. If he hadn't feared, it wouldn't have happened. How crazy can men get? They would make God a liar. God says the reason it happened was because He was the most spiritually mature and perfect man on earth. These characters who aren't to the spiritual stature of coming up to His ankle bone, yet they can say it's because He feared. I want to tell you, unless men get a fear of God back in them, they're going to get nothing of God back in them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I want to tell you, if you don't know enough about God to fear your God, you know nothing. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You're a fool, in other words, if you don't know to fear your God. Now, the fear of God is not a physical or fleshly dread. The fear of God is the Holy Spirit working within us to give us such a vision of the glory of God that we fall before Him, recognizing His absolute glory and our personal nothingness and deserving of hell. And as we see the Lord's glory, by the power and work of the Holy Spirit, I want to tell you, we'll understand the title, the fear, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Why does God do that? To keep us from pride. There's pride of face. For that reason, many a woman will spend an hour and a half in front of a mirror, and many a man sometimes as much, to make sure all the powder and paint's exactly right, to make them look as much like some Hollywood actress as they can. They want to look beautiful. Pride of face. I want to tell you, there's pride of place. And there's people so proud of where they are and their position. They look down their long, ugly noses at everybody who doesn't seem to come up as far in life as they do. These are abominable things. If God has made you beautiful, thank God for it. But don't be too proud about it, for He could take it away just as quickly. I saw a photograph in a book. I was in a bookstore and I took down this book. And in that book there was a photograph of Marilyn Monroe. The young kids here will not remember Marilyn Monroe, but she was the sex goddess of the 1950s, the epitome of beauty. The photograph was of Marilyn Monroe on the coroner's slab. And I tell you, I do not exaggerate when I say she had the face and the features of an 80-year-old woman. And I do not exaggerate when I tell you that my mother-in-law, who died in her 80s, looked younger and better in death than she did. God has given you beauty, strength of body, etc. Thank Him for it, but don't get proud about it. If God has given you talent or place, use it for God, but don't get proud about it. And then there's pride not only of face and of place, but there's pride of grace. I want to tell you, of all pride, that's the filthiest of all. Paul was very much aware of this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he says, lest I should be lifted up because of all the spiritual blessings that God has given me. Lest I be lifted up. God gave me the thorn in the flesh. The spirit of the fear of the Lord to keep us humble. And then there's another title. Isaiah 4 and verse 4. Another one that's not often mentioned is the spirit of judgment and of burning. You just stop and think of that. What does it mean? He searches. He refines. He burns up the dross. The Holy Spirit is like a burning flame within the life of the believer. The Lord Jesus said, ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came as the sound of a rushing mighty wind and tongues like as of fire. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of burning. God knows there is dross enough in the church of Jesus Christ today. God knows among the people of God today there is loose living. There is carnal living. There is worldliness that would never have been tolerated in days gone by. We are living in a day when it doesn't really matter anymore how much like the world a Christian can become. He talks like the world. He thinks like the world. He acts like the world. And he simply puts God as a PS to the letter of life. Well, I want to tell you, my friend, that sort of thing needs to be burned out of us by the blazing operation of the Holy Ghost. He's the spirit of burning. Oh, that He would start burning in our midst. When the Holy Ghost starts burning in your heart and my heart, when He gets the old frigid, frosty coldness out of our lives, when the Holy Ghost starts getting the dross out of our lives, and that's a very, very painful refining process that I don't like any more than you like. But when He starts to do that, and the fire of the Spirit of God starts to blaze abroad in the lives of the people of God and across the Church of Jesus Christ, then and only then will we have that mighty fire that will roll across the city and the state and the nation. Then and only then will we see the spirit of burning, burning up the apostasy, burning up the idolatry, burning up the humanism. All these are enemies of the gospel. But my friend, we can't start there. Judgment needs to begin at the house of God. Needs to start with us. He's the spirit of judgment and of burning.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.